This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A Missouri peach farmer is suing Monsanto over 700 acres of orchard and timber damage believed to be caused by dicamba drift in 2016. DTN reports the farm lost more than 30,000 peach trees this year to alleged dicamba drift and another 7,000 trees last year, resulting in a $1.5 million gross loss of sales. Bader Farms from southeast Missouri is the state's largest peach farm and alleges Monsanto knowingly marketed its Xtend cotton and soybean seeds to farmers without any safe herbicide. The suit claims Monsanto knew the only option purchasers would have to protect crops grown from those seeds from weed pressure would be to spray dicamba illegally. In a prepared statement to DTN, a Monsanto spokesperson said that while we sympathize with those who have been impacted by farmers who chose to apply dicamba illegally, this lawsuit attempts to shift responsibility away from individuals who knowingly and intentionally broke state and federal law and harmed their neighbors in the process. Currently, Missouri agriculture officials are investigating 124 dicamba-related complaints this year. Well, despite this negative news that has surfaced about the dicamba herbicide, Monsanto is still excited about the approval that was announced on November 9th. Before this lawsuit was announced, I had a chance to talk with Monsanto's technology development manager, Ryan Rector, and he spoke about the benefits of the newly approved herbicide and Monsanto's plan for educating farmers about how to use the technology.
The Xtendamax with vapor grip technology introduces the lowest of volatility potential dicamba formulation on the market today. So when we think about that volatility potential, which, you know, gets brought up a lot in conversations, and rightly so, our formulation will be the lowest volatility potential product on the market. So extremely excited about that, and really believe in the technology on there. Dicamba will also be another tool in the toolbox we can utilize. So it's going to be great on those weed species like palmer, water hemp, Marysdale, the ragweed species. So those weeds always come to the top of the list when we have conversations with growers as far as what are your tough to control weeds, and those always get brought up. So dicamba will be great with those weeds. What we don't want to do, though, is apply it by itself. So we want multiple modes of action. We want residuals in the system. We want to spray weeds when they're small. So we'll be talking about that as we go out here in the next couple months with our training and education program. We put one together, very excited about the opportunity now to train on the label, as well as start talking about a complete weed management system for 2017.
Happy to hear that you're going to be doing some education seminars, because that was another question I wanted to ask you. Obviously, this is new. There's changes, and farmers need to be aware of how to use the product. So what is your plan, and maybe where are some of those education workshops going to be happening?
Yeah, exactly. So dicamba has been on the market for a number of years, but what we've done is brought that use of dicamba into a couple of cropping systems where it hasn't necessarily been used for the post-application timing. So that will be something new that we've got to get everybody comfortable with. As far as the training and education program, we're going to lean on a lot on our internal folks. So a lot of our DSMs, a lot of our agronomists and their sales force, we'll train them, and then they'll turn around and reach out to their customers. So, you know, there's going to be meetings all over the place through the next couple months with the traditional winter meetings where we talk about seed and chemistry that we'll be able to really start training and educate everybody on the technology.
Brian, I know there were a couple other things that you wanted to mention when we first started talking.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I'd mention is, you know, again, we're extremely excited about this overall system. The seed is approved as well, so we'll have the availability of the seed as well as the chemistry. And then I'd like to mention RoundupReadyXtend.com is a website that we have that is a great resource for folks to go to stay up to date on the label as well as these training programs and Synem's Roundup Ready Plus. Some of that information that folks can use when they start thinking about 2017 and their weed control programs.
Ryan Rector, Technology Development Manager for Monsanto. In other news, the EPA announced this week that the agency is finalizing standards for applicators who apply restricted-use pesticides that are not available for purchase by the general public and require special handling. The new rules require specialized licensing for certain methods, such as fumigation and aerial application, that the EPA says can pose greater risks to applicators if not conducted properly. Those working under the supervision of certified applicators must also receive training to use pesticides safely. EPA's stricter standards require all people who are certified to apply restricted-use pesticides to be at least 18 years old. The certifications must be renewed every 5 years. The EPA expects the benefits of the rule to include fewer acute pesticide incidents to people, reduced chronic exposure, and reduced incidents of ecological harm from pesticide use. On a final note this morning, the Carlinville FFA alumni is hosting a dinner auction on January 21st at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under, and tickets are available at CNB Bank in Carlinville or by calling Molly Rosentrader at 217-204-5600. And we'll have more information to come about the auction, as we'll be hearing an interview with Molly in the coming week. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.